Now that brings us, therefore, here to this first chapter, and we have here, and if you'll notice this, the census is being taken. And the Lord spoke unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tabernacle of the congregation on the first day of the second month in the second year after they were come out of the land of Egypt. Now we are told here that he spoke to them in the wilderness, but also it was in the tabernacle, and the tabernacle was in the wilderness. Now the church today is in the world. We are told that. I read a scripture to you that tells us that story. The Lord Jesus said, I pray not that ye take them out of the world, but that ye keep them in the world. We are in the world. But also, he speaks here in the tabernacle. Now, will you notice what he says here concerning the church in Ephesians 2:19? Now, therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Now, the church today is building of God in the world. We are his workmanship, his poema, his poem. We are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works. We're in the world. Now, not only that, we are told here, take ye the sum of all the children of Israel after their families by the house of their fathers with the number of their names, every male by their polls, from 20 years old and upward, all that are able to go forth to war in Israel, thou and Aaron shall number them by their armies. Now the children of Israel are to be numbered, and they're to be numbered, a census made, for the purpose of building up an army, and an army is for warfare. You see, as slaves in the land of Egypt, God fought for them. They were not asked to fight. Now they are out in the wilderness, and they're to fight their enemies. And they have enemies, and may I say that you and I, as believers in the world, we have enemies also. And these enemies are quite real, by the way. And again, if I may refer back to the epistle to the Ephesians, we're told there something about the warfare that the believers engaged in today in this world. Over in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, listen to verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And then verse 11, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And then verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, he saved us by his infinite, marvelous, wonderful grace. But you and I are in a world today, and it's a wicked world, and it's a rough world. And like the children of Israel out in the wilderness, this world is a wilderness as far as God is concerned, and sin is in the world, and God saves us by his marvelous grace. But then we're told that we have a fight, and we have an enemy. And Paul said to a young preacher in 2 Timothy 2:3, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And he said again, fight the good fight of faith. Now, for the first time, these people will hear of wars, and we will. In this book, we'll hear of wars, and there'll be trumpets and battles and giants, all of that. You and I live in a world today where there's that going on. Be honest with you, I get rather amused at this little crowd of folk that today, they're supposed, many of them, to be college students, and they're so limited in their vision, so limited in their scope and breadth of their knowledge. What do they teach them today in college, I wonder? Certainly not the same thing they taught us in college. We were told something about this big bad world that we live in. Why, they think all you got to do is just say peace, and you can just have peace. They talk about making love, not war. My friend, the interesting thing is the biggest strife that's going on today is taking place not among young people that are in the service today wearing a uniform. It's taking place among this bearded crowd. They are the ones that are causing a great deal of the dissension and the trouble today. And yet they're talking about peace. They know nothing about peace at all. And they do not recognize that which is fundamental. They live in a pretty big, bad world. And there's some bad folks around us. And we need to recognize we're going to fight whether we like it or not. And that's the terrible thing about it.